Welcome to Cold Omaha's High School Hockey Podcast. I am Danny Ryan, joined today in studio again with Carl East. Carl.
Pleasure to be here as always.
And Tony Scott from the Youth Hockey Hub.
I'm thumping it today, baby.
The Chumbawamba style?
That's right. No, I'm cake eater anthem style.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's first start off with talking a little bit news and notes of this week. It was hockey day this week.
So it was?
Well, some of us were there, some of us weren't. I'll start off by apologizing to everybody in Duluth for complaining polite term about how cold it was.
I'm cold.
If you know me, I like to do that a lot. So that's what I mean. It was cold. It was very cold, and I was not prepared for the cold. I'm sorry. It was two games outside.
It was all right once the sun came out at the start of the East, like, North game.
It went away, and then we had a blanket stolen from us or taken back. It got colder.
It's funny. The athletes were complaining about how hot it was. So yeah. which are you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm the guy who goes to the games.
All right, Carl, who's your apology?
I'm going to demand an apology this week.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I need one from Eden Prairie. I mean, we've been hyping this team up all year long. You know, two of the best players in the state, so much talent, and here they are. You know, what they haven't won in their last four games. They've just been in free fall towards the end of the season here. What's going on, Eagles? Come on.
Yeah, I think if you tuned in about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I complained about Lee Smith riding his top two lines. I think that was one of our discussion points, and I think they're paying the piper at this point.
Yeah, they don't know who their top two lines are anymore. Because we'll talk about the Benilde game in depth in a little bit, but they were juggling lines in that game. Mm-hmm. If they play next week, I don't know what their lines are going to be. I don't know who's going to play with each other. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's too late in the season to be doing that.
Yeah.
And then my apology is to all seven of the people in Edina who were offended by the cake eater anthem that John King and I created and had produced this week that came out on our Game On website. I've talked to absolutely zero people from Edina who disliked it, but I'm sure there's a handful of or more out there who were offended by it.
Maybe Lou Nanny.
But anyway, I think that people will enjoy the song, and we're hopeful that the track actually makes it onto a radio someday. We'll see.
Where can we find it?
You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, and then obviously on the GameOnMN.com website.
And on YouTube, right?
Yep, YouTube. It's a song, but it also has a complimentary video, which is
like all number one hits have.
Yeah, this one, the video is a little bit out there. We're, you know, serving cake.
And a lot of cake.
A lot of cake, a lot of jewels, a lot of money, a lot of references to materialism. Let's put
making
it that
way. Making it rain.
That's right.
Okay, let's get past the cake and talk about some games that happened this week. Talk about first a game that, Tony, you were at, Lakeville South, Lakeville North. Lakeville North wins this game 4-1 and really stamps the number one seed on this section.
Yeah, the stamp came yesterday, but for sure it was a big win for them, and they completely dominated this game. And South has no offensive punch. You know, their one goal was kind of a fluky, not fluke, but it was just like a opportunistic goal. And then it was like right after they scored, a minute or two later, they turned around, scored, and said,
"Yeah, it was
flexed their muscles basically, and it was over."
The 5:32 mark, South scored, and then 7:19 or South, and then.
Yeah, they got right back a couple minutes later. And then there was kind of a questionable five-minute major called against South. And then it just basically, I've never seen a team hold the puck for 3 or 4 minutes straight. And just, it was like a shooting gallery on Isaiah DeLora. And eventually I think it was McGlade popped it in.
Yep. Max McGlade did. So I think, you look at North, they're riding a very good win streak right now. They're riding high. I think, that this week proved a lot of skeptics, you know.
I'll say this about them, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about in Hockey Day, but they control the puck better than any team. And, you know, one of the big question marks, I've heard it from people in this, you know, in this room about their goaltending. I hear it all the time about the goaltending. It's impossible to score a goal when you don't have the puck. And they have the puck. Mike Randall said it yesterday right on the air. He says, "We will not have the puck very often. When we do get it, we have to convert on our chances." What's he saying? Because this team's a puck possession team. They're a lot like Benilde.
Yeah.
And that's why that Benilde North game this December was such an outstanding game. Both teams just every puck possession was key for those teams. And I think that which makes this interesting, why they're the best team in that section.
And the other thing I want to talk about is their defense, too, because it's gotten a lot better as the season has gone
on.
Yeah. Keaton Pearson, I thought, looked very good on hockey day.
Yeah, how do you replace six defensemen? Yeah. You know,
just looking at their schedule here, I mean, they haven't given up more than two goals since the start of January, which, granted, they haven't played anyone in the top 10 over that stretch, but still, that's a good run.
Still pretty good. Yeah, that's still pretty
they're
good.
Solid. They're solid. I mean, I still see, Carl, in your rankings, you have them number 8. So I'm not sure you went and watched them live.
Yeah.
I mean, and you still have them at number 8. I mean, what is that? Is it an ex-girlfriend from Lakeville or something? What's up?
Yeah, no.
That is harsh. I mean, I think they're I talked to you guys on the phone yesterday. I think they're a Final Four state type team.
Yeah, the way they're playing.
I wouldn't doubt it, but I mean, still, the only top 10 win they have is Grand Rapids.
Oh, all you do is look at the stats, watch the game.
Well, according to Kevin Korg, any team that comes out of 7.
Oh, my God. That was the most. There were a lot of them yesterday, and I talked to you guys. That was one of the most incredibly. Idiotic statements. Whoever comes out of 7AA, he said it. I swear, go back and watch the tape. Whoever comes out of 7AA will be one of the favorites. I think you have to be a top 10 team in the state, first of all, to get that, right? Yeah. Although Grand Rapids is number 9 in yours, and I agree with you on that one. I think that was right on.
It's their first time in there since
since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I think the opposite, though, 7A, the front, whoever comes out of that is a front runner to win.
Oh, state. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. So
absolutely.
Maybe that's what Kevin was going with, but we don't really know.
No.
Let's not be that generous.
No. It's fine. I mean, the guy covers horse racing. The guy covers the wild. The guy covers everything.
Yes.
I mean, you can't. How much research can you actually do to prep for hockey day? And Kevin's an outstanding talent. He's very colorful. He's fun to listen to.
And he cares about high school hockey.
Yeah, he really does. So I'm not slamming on him, but it takes a lot of work. We put together this show and we make mistakes. Like Lakeville North, Lakeville South mistake last week, which I should apologize to Lakeville North about, which is I said half of the kids were from Lakeville South, which is not true. What I meant by the statement was at least half of those kids, because there's a few middle schools in Lakeville, they've attended school together. They know each other really well, which makes it a really good rivalry.
Yeah, and it is a very good rivalry, too. Let's move on to the next game. Talk about this one briefly. Eden Prairie, Minnetonka. This game ended in a tie. Another Lake Conference game. I don't know. Lake Conference games have been kind of boring to me lately. I think Carl and I both felt that leading a Lake Conference game this year, this week, actually. So Eden Prairie outshot them 34-23, outshot Minnetonka. But Minnetonka is a scrappy team. They keep being scrappy. They're a team that won't go away. What does this mean for rankings in section 2 now?
I don't know. You ask me, but you know, everybody says the fix is in on Holy Family. I mean, they're not going to allow them to be the number one seed, you know, obviously them losing to Grand Rapids. At the end of the day, flip a coin really between the three. I realistically think strength of schedule is in the favor of Eden Prairie. They're going to have to do something in the last couple games to rectify this.
Be Dino.
But if Holy Family loses to Stillwater, I would make a case that Minnetonka is the number one seed, despite losing to Holy Family.
Because that happened early in the season.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, it was an overtime, or it was
2-1. It was a low-scoring game.
It was low-scoring or something like that.
Yeah.
So I do think Minnetonka is playing better hockey than Eden Prairie right now, and they proved that after this game, just demolishing Wayzata 7-3. So
yeah.
And a very hot Wayzata team.
And who doesn't want to see Eden Prairie Holy Family? I mean, if this was about TV, we would want that game on TV.
Yeah, I think that game would be a lot of fun to see at Mariucci.
Talk about kids who went to middle school together and played youth hockey together. There's a ton of them, and that would be a ton of them.
I'm not sure
game.
The top seed in this section is as much of a reward as we think it is either. Because Prior Lake, you know, it's true they haven't played anyone lately, but.
They did play Farmington this week.
And they won.
And they won. So.
The Lakers are good.
Yeah.
Good team.
Well coached. I mean, and they have players that have been on varsity with Fellows and Clements that have been varsity for 3-4 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, they're a team that we're not really talking about, but they could make some moves in that section the way other teams are demolishing around them.
Yeah, looking at some other four seeds in the state. I mean, if nothing else, Prior Lake is the best number four seed in the state.
We'll give them their trophy for that.
Very true. Okay, moving on, we're going to talk about Edina Wayzata. Carl and I were at this, chose poorly with our game choice on Thursday because this was all Wayzata after the first period, even though Tony's Ben Brinkman scored a very pretty goal in that game. So I think this...
He's not mine. I don't own Ben Brinkman.
Well, you did the most that you could with hyping him up on this show.
Hey, I just tell it how it is.
And he looked good. He's their best defenseman right now because Phillips is playing on forward. And so, again, Hank Sorensen stood out in this game. Power play goal in the second. Hank did his Hank thing. Really, Wayzata in this
game... Did he get any penalties?
I don't believe he did. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh,
do the math. I mean, he can. The thing is, he doesn't have to rustle up everybody. He can just play hockey, and that's all he really should do.
Is he their best player, Carl?
Yeah.
No doubt.
He controls the game certainly more than
Like Senden or Duma.
And Senden's good, but he's had a pretty quiet year goals wise. Though he did score in this game.
Yes, he did. I was just impressed. Their defense was playing well in this game for Wayzata. Everything went well. Edina was held to 19 shots, and Schilling played well. So I think this was a good game, good win for Wayzata. Not much more to talk about in this game.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the games that happened on Hockey Day. Let's start with Grand Rapids and Holy Family. This was an outdoor game in a park by the elementary school, I want to say.
Grusendorf.
Yep.
There we go. I'm not going to try to repeat that.
No.
But Grand Rapids kind of took control of this game and led in shots 45-26. Really, the third period, three goals stamped on this one. They came back after being down 3-2 going into the third. What does this say about both teams? I'll just kind of open the floor up on this.
My favorite senior, Alex Adams, with a hat trick yesterday.
Alex Adams is a great player.
Yeah, and I saw it last summer when they played up at Mars in the Marshall tournament. So this kid's the real deal, and he's definitely turned out. He had his 16th goal yesterday. This team, you know, we've long talked about how great Grand Rapids is and can be.
Should be.
They'll be the number one seed in the section, without a doubt. Yep.
Which, for them, now that gives them a easier track into the semifinals, into the final, which they haven't had in several years. And I was talking to Carl about this. It's like they're not going to have to play Forest Lake and have a trap game.
We know how hard Forest Lake is for Grand
Rapids. That's right. It's the Forest Lake trap game.
It's such a weird trap game for them.
It is.
And then they're not going to have to play East in the semis. And so it kind of opens up the door because even playing Elk in the semis, they had a 2 or 3 years ago, it was overtime where Avery Peterson scored. And so, I mean, this is an easier walk than they've ever had in recent history.
This will be their first one seed in this section since 93.
You look this one up. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's incredible. Research. You get an A. You get a star on your paper for that.
Well, two whole seconds on MnHawk. But
yeah. If you ever go on MnHawk.
I know. I was in there yesterday because they didn't put their freaking stat thing on there. They didn't put it in the right order. So I had to go and literally it was like a test. I had to repaginate all the teams by section. So I had to basically relearn every team what section they were in to build my section seeds for today.
who runs MnHawk? Isn't that
That's Lee?
Lee from the Carl's Forum.
I was cursing him yesterday. But it was fun learning all the sections. Because there's some teams out there like, you know, I'm not exactly sure where Bagley Fossen is. Is that an 8 or is that a 6? You know, there's some weird ones in there that were tough to figure out, so.
Yeah, and I appreciate Lee's historical data on that. I've always gone on that to kind of see it. But, okay, let's talk about Holy...
Coming to this game. Well, I'll just get in a word about Grand Rapids, too. They've won 9 of 10 now, and we talked about puck possession a moment ago, and they're a team who just dominates every game they play. Like, even the loss that they had to Wayzata a couple weeks ago, they outshot them, 30-15 or so.
Yeah, and they were dominating the game, too. I think they were up, 21-3 on shots at one point. So, yeah, they're a very puck possession-oriented team. As a Northern team, they want to be that way, too. I feel like whenever I watch them, Yeah. What does this say about Holy Family now? We are kind of, you know, riding Holy Family a little bit high, but this is a back-to-back sort of scenario with them too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say much about this game. You know, it's an outdoor game. It's their first relevant game in a month. So I'm just generous to them in my rankings this week, but if they lose again this week, even against a good Stillwater team, I'm going to drop them.
Yeah, I liked your insurance. I call it the insurance policy. You know, I didn't drop them too far just in case they beat Stillwater. Mm-hmm. I still think realistically they're about a 5 or a 6. You got them at number 4.
Yeah.
Holy Family, I mean,
they have good players. Garen is Mr. Finalist.
I listened to the game yesterday on the radio, and they raved about Jared Moll. You know, raved. Yeah. I've seen him in person, but they were raving about how many big saves he made yesterday, and that's huge. Think about that. Yeah. You have a great goalie down the stretch.
Yeah, they
got the best goaltending in that section.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I think both their goaltenders are better than any goaltender in that section.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stauber's the backup right now.
Yeah, think about that youth hockey. I think I've told these guys youth hockey. They had Schilling, Stauber. Why is that a youth association? Yeah. And Bischel, all the same age, playing youth hockey. And like one of them couldn't make the A team, but they were all you know top flight goaltenders.
Yeah, and very good players too. So let's move past this game. Talk about the games that Carl and I were at Duluth and that freezing cold atmosphere that was Duluth. First game was Evelith Gilbert versus Duluth Denfeld. Duluth. Let's talk about the jerseys. I was not impressed by either jersey. Denfeld's jerseys looked like a Bulldog jersey.
Yeah, they're UMD ripoffs.
Just a straight ripoff. And
Evelith, did they have a special jersey?
It just said DHS, which is kind of funny because they're a co-op.
Yeah.
Are
yeah,
they're not no. anymore? There's no Central kids on that team?
Duluth Central hasn't existed for 5 years, Danny.
It's okay. It's okay. They were a co-op 5 years ago. Yeah. I'm glad we can't edit this.
So if we're wondering, I left at 5:30 in the morning and am moving this weekend, so my brain might be a little scattered.
Alrighty.
But Duluth Denfeld dominated this game from the start. It really was not close, except for I shouldn't say the start, because the first shot on goal was a goal for Evelith, and that's kind of where Evelith ended. But really, it was kind of a fun atmosphere to see Evelith up there in Hockey Day. But let's get to the main game in Lakeville North, Duluth East. Lakeville North wins this game 3-2, and really every star that you thought Lakeville North had shined in this game. Enebeck scored, Paling scored, Johnson scored. Yeah.
And especially Paling. I mean, did you guys have a good angle from your seat on that goal? Because they had, you know, 9 different cameras up there.
I couldn't tell. There was a helicopter kind of.
Helicopter was annoying from a hockey fan perspective. I'm watching it on TV and it was somewhat annoying, but I was like, get the thing out of there. I mean, neat. I can see the game from 9,000 feet above the game. Great. Now get it out of here.
Yeah. It was annoying to listen to a helicopter. And you can't have a conversation with anybody next to you if you're listening to a helicopter buzz around.
Right. So Paling picks Reed Hill's pocket and in one fell swoop fires it towards the net, and it caroms off Meyerhoff's skate into the net. It was an amazing goal.
It was kind of like a squirt goal. You know how wraparounds were very popular in squirt?
They still are. They still are.
It really had that feeling, but it was one of those goals that it's a heads-up play by Paling.
Oh, it was a great play.
That was kind of cool. We didn't hear the foghorn that much in this game, Carl. Why was that?
The bridge?
They
blasted the lift bridge every time a Duluth team scored yesterday. Which
Only twice in this game.
Yep. And, you know, you sort of expect that. I mean, you could tell the ice was deteriorating a lot as this game went on. It got very sloppy.
Yeah.
By the end, North was just sort of dumping it into the one corner that was awful, which was a smart strategy because it was impossible to get the puck out of that corner. But
Fair and love and war, you know.
Well,
look at it.
And that's what you do in an outdoor game. You know, you got to play the rink, too. Mm-hmm.
It was part of the article I wrote about the game was that North beat East at their game. I mean, if you guys didn't hear the broadcast, but they just went on and on about all the different parks and how these kids grew up playing outdoor hockey and the advantage of playing outdoor hockey. It is like, you know, if you're better than the other team, it doesn't matter where you're playing, you're going to win the game. It doesn't matter how many years of outdoor hockey you've played. And I'm not taking any slight on the greatest outdoor youth, the only outdoor youth program that's out there, and it's awesome. And you guys probably got to see a lot of different Glen Avon and Congdon and Piedmont jerseys yesterday. I saw they had Dylan Mills. He had his Portland hat on. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, that is really cool. They did a great job of highlighting that, but that probably had zero effect on the game.
Zero. Come on.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when was the last time that was Squirts, right? That they were in those.
Right. I'm pretty sure the East PBAA team's not practicing over at Glen Avon.
Nope. Yeah.
So I thought it was a fun game. Fun atmosphere, too.
Yeah. Shout out to the two people who were at the game who recognized us from our voices.
Yeah.
So. Nice. Yeah. I like that. You guys are famous.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what's funny, though? Every time I'm heading somewhere, there are people are going to the game, and they know you're going to be out. Like, what do they look like? I want to go introduce myself. So you guys are somewhat famous, I got to admit.
Yeah. Well,
I tried to explain, like, Danny looks like an Arab, you know.
But Italian.
Yeah, I know, but he looks like one. Okay.
Olive skin, sorry.
And Carl looks like a college professor, you know, but he's 12, a 12-year-old. He's Doogie Howser. He looks like Doogie Howser.
Carl, what are you... Isn't your dad a college professor?
He is. Yeah.
See,
good pick'em.
Yeah, that was a pick'em.
So I think if you ever see me at a game, I'm wearing a barber jacket or a brown trench coat. So
yeah,
it's pretty or tall coat. It's noticeable. Anyways, let's go on to another game that happened on Saturday: Benilde Eden Prairie. This was a great game the first time it happened, and this game Benilde really got off the board early, quickly, 3 goals in the first period.
Which is their signature, by the way. Mm-hmm. It seems like they just jump on you.
Yeah.
And put you away as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm. They win 5-3. I listened to the first period on the radio on the way home with Carl. Carl, you watched the rest of it. Tony, you watched this one or listened to it?
No, I was down on Shattuck, so I didn't see it.
Okay. Carl, let's talk a little bit about this game.
Yeah, so Benilde was great in the first period, as you said. You know, making all these chances in transition, just pushing the pace. But Eden Prairie did turn it on as the game went along. Middlestat scored to make it a 1-goal game in the third period, and they were really pressing in the third. It was probably the best I've seen Eden Prairie look in about a month when they were fighting for the tying goal, but it didn't come, and then Benilde popped in the empty netter to win it.
So. It seems like, you know, that the script that was in the first half of the season was like, it was like Casey or Graham or whatever. They could tie the game up, and then they would just like, you get the feeling they would go back to the bench and then just take this long sigh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we tied it. And then the other team would capitalize on it. Yeah. It's like they don't have that, what they could do in the first half season, which is just put you away. I mean, watching the Edina tournament, they just put everybody away, right?
Yeah.
You saw it in the Schwans. They just put everybody away. But now they aren't putting teams away. Nope. And they can't because they don't have the
elite scoring.
They don't have it, no.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference between this game and the game that happened earlier in
December,
season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and to Benilde's credit, they like to get up early, like Tony said, and they just puck control you and forecheck you to death, and that's what they're really good at right now, mm-hmm. and that's what's going to make them really difficult come session play.
Yeah, and they don't mind playing a high-scoring game. I mean, they love – I mean, Kenny preaches to these guys to make plays. Don't dump it in. Hang on to the puck. Make some plays. Try some different things. They'll cough up a two-on-one or an odd man rush or breakaway like we saw in that Hill Murray game. Mm-hmm. They don't care. We're just going to come back and we're going to just keep pumping at you.
Just pounding. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about briefly St. Thomas Academy, Hill Murray.
Soccer score
in this one. Another one, too. 1-0, but this time in favor of the Cadets. Cadets also pounded them 40-28 on shots. But
do you guys have a box score? Did Capezza play, or is he still out?
Capezza did not play. There's
kind of a Capezza watch at this point. Will he come back and play?
And Kelly's been so good.
Vinny played well, too, when he was starting in the play. So both are playing well. Cadets are doing okay, but they'll have a better test this week, I think, when they play Lakeville North, which we'll talk about later. Okay, breaking our show up a little bit. This week we had the announcement of the 10 Mr. Hockey finalists. So I'm going to quickly go through them. Wyatt Amont, Hermantown, Chase Ellingson, Breck.
Deserved.
Will Guerin, Holy Family.
Deserved.
Cade Gleickel-Benilde.
Very deserved.
Earned his way onto the list.
Earned his way onto
absolutely.
The list.
Absolutely.
Yep. Michael Graham, Eden Prairie.
Deserved. Yep.
Tyler Jetty, Farmington.
Not deserved.
No. Okay. sorry. Mitch Mattson, Grand Rapids.
Deserved.
Luke Noderman.
Noderman.
Noderman, Blaine.
Deserved.
And played his way onto the list.
Absolutely.
Casey Staum, Hill Murray.
Not deserved, what? Not deserved, what? Not deserved.
Does he I play hockey?
I he's played
and there's no
games.
Offense to him at all. He's a good yeah. hockey player, yeah. but he didn't play enough games, and the, yeah. and the committee should know that.
Yeah.
Just because they see next to his name committed to Nebraska-Omaha doesn't get you
just
a,
because
a
you
Mr.
Saw him,
hockey.
Yeah, and you saw him play in the Elite League.
Yeah, I saw someone try to justify it by saying, oh, the criteria says it's just vote for the best athlete. Come on. I mean, the game has, games have to matter for something.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Not deserved. That's I'm glad you brought this list up. Keep
yeah,
going.
And the Riley Tuffey, the winner.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt.
No doubt. Okay. I think we're all in.
What about guys who didn't make the list?
Yeah, all in 100% agreement who's going to win the award.
Yeah, yeah.
Riley Tuffey, guys that didn't make it, start. Who wants to say somebody?
Well, I start with Benilde. Start at the top. I mean, there's a couple seniors on that team who are very good hockey players.
This is the number one team in the state. They got one
undefeated, the
yeah.
quietest undefeated team ever.
Yeah.
Won't be quiet for long. Augie Moore.
Yeah.
You know, Ristow.
Yep.
These two are great hockey players, and they're really they compete every night. They play hard. And their team's number one, and they're vital to this team's success. And it's not just the problem is it looks like if you look at this list, it's like, oh, the only, all they got is Cade Gleickel, which is the farthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
This team is more than a one-man show, and those two got kind of snubbed, I thought.
Yeah. Max Johnson from Lakeville North.
Yeah. Complete snub.
Obvious snub.
Well, how many Lakeville North kids were last year on this?
Three.
Three, yeah. And there's none this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's an undefeated team last year, and they got completely shut out. I think you look at all – point out St. Thomas kids. Smallage had a great Elite League and he's having a good season, got snubbed. Billy Jerry's on the NHL watch list and got snubbed. Who else?
Part of that's team, you know, success. I mean, not that the cadets are bad, but they haven't really lit it up this year. They don't have any huge wins.
Yeah,
I get that one.
Yeah.
But if you're number one in the state and you're undefeated,
you
know, one kid, that's a joke.
I think Mark Senden, but you guys don't think that.
Not deserved.
Not this year, but I mean.
Talented player, but just doesn't have the points this year.
Yeah, just doesn't
best player on their team is not Mark Senden. You need to be the best player on your team in order.
Yeah.
And that immediately knocks people down. Like, for example, like Edina.
Yeah.
You know, Casey Dormack is not the best player on their team. Therefore, he shouldn't deserve it.
Carl and I were having this argument, though.
I was saying no, but Danny's
who is the
that
best
is.
Player on their team?
Oh, Sammy Walker.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I think that Casey leads the team, though.
Oh, leadership-wise?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All 17
and
of those kids look up to Casey Dornbach. There's no doubt about
and
that.
And I think that means more to that team than the skill level of Walker comparatively. And so he's, in my book, the best player on the team because of other qualities.
Right. I agree. I can't disagree with that.
Okay. But yeah, I can't. And then Duluth East did not deserve anybody to be on this list, even though preseason.
No, it's had a big enough year.
They got three great players. Yeah. I mean, guys that really stand
Spencer.
Out.
Yeah, I would say Altman's not too far off, but still.
Yeah.
Altman, Dow. I mean, Dow was the reason they got those two goals yesterday.
Yeah.
Peterson shot him in the net.
Well, Ryan Peterson, too, is a very good player that got kind of snubbed.
One of my favorites to watch.
Only 12 goals. I mean, seriously,
but
you need to have. Don't you need like a minimum for a forward?
You don't. No, you
don't. You need to have
Casey
at least. No. I'm saying as a forward, don't you need at least, come on, 30 your points? I mean,
yeah,
at
you
least
gotta be you got to be a 20-20 guy sort of thing.
Come on, exactly. Yeah. And it's a little harder when you're playing like an Eden Prairie, one of these really hard schedules. It's really hard to gobble up points. But at the end of the day, if you know, you're not 35, 40 points, why are you even mentioned on this list?
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay. I think that there's enough talk about Mr. Hockey because we know who's going to win. So it's really not
a lot of debating over that.
No. And then the Frank Brismick candidates were announced. River Allender for Duluth Denfeld and Nick Althaus for St. Cloud Apollo. I think Althaus, if he loses this award, it's a shame because he's been playing so well all season.
It's almost an award for him for what he's done for 4 years, too. I mean,
and
he's
that's
just
what the Frank
very
Brismick
consistent.
Is
yeah, he's been, he is the rock of that team. And
yeah.
He'll be one of my finalists for Player of the Year this year. So,
Yeah, and if you put it this, Denfeld, River Allander didn't even have a winning record too.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it's a little not apples to apples because you know Apollo's got 16 seniors on their team, and you know Denfeld gets decimated by transfers to East and kids going to Marshall,
there are no
and it's just tough.
Denfeld kids on East right now.
There are no Denfeld kids. No, but it's I'm saying historically, it's it's a little trickier. Denfeld's got a much harder hill, no pun intended, to climb.
There's a lot of Central kids on that team.
A lot of Central kids. Are there any Central kids?
Not asking any about that. He's the expert. The mighty,
he still thinks Central's open. So
sorry,
that's all right.
Okay, moving on to games of the week that are happening this week. Let's start off on Tuesday. Big Class A tilt. No section implications, but Breck plays Matamidi at Matamidi. I think this is a possible semifinal matchup in Class A.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't play in the first round because they're both going to be top four seeds. So I agree. I think this is a potential semifinal round. And I think that you're going to see – I think if Matamidi plays how Matamidi can play, they're a better hockey team than Breck.
Yeah, and Will Swanson's been playing well all year in nets for Matamidi. I see Matamidi winning this game because the way I saw Breck slap around the puck last week.
Yeah, against SPA.
Yep. I don't see that. You know, they need to still get tested, and this is a good, you know, pop in the jaw type.
The other reason I picked Matamidi, they play good against good teams, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done very well in the conference.
They do real well against good teams. So I think they'll win this game.
And as Bantams, these kids made it to state.
One state.
Yeah, they. I remember that Bantam team. They,
as a Class A. But
yeah,
won state.
They beat my brother's team, and so I remember just like that team's very, very good. But they also had Becker at that point, I want to say, too.
Yep.
Yep. So, okay, Wednesday game. I think this is a game that I'm curious about because both of these teams need a big win going in this section, and Hill Murray and Elk River at Elk River. Really, this... Both of these teams need some momentum going into sections. Do they have their players back?
I think they will finally have a full lineup for this game.
Yeah, if that's the case, I think this team is a top 10 team.
If they're
when they're healthy.
Healthy and non healthy scratches.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think has Perbix served his full four games yet? It's got to be close. It's got to be real close. So he got the penalty against Maple Grove. So if you have Elk River's schedule, he'd have served all four games, right?
Yeah.
So now you're talking
Notre Dame commit.
Yeah, but you're talking everybody's back. This is a really good team, and I think that they can win this section, and nobody in high school hockey circles would be surprised.
No, and they I in my mind have the best goaltender too, or at least the most solid
in the section. Ooh.
But now, Gabe Holum and State School have been playing.
Holum is riding that train all the way to St. Paul if they go.
But I just think Benny Myers has been playing.
I agree. Okay. With slight hesitation. But
slight hesitation, you can make an argument in the contrary, but I do think he's been playing well.
Yep, I agree. Great goaltender.
Okay, Thursday, Tony, the game that means the most, you think, this week?
Oh, by far.
Hibbing plays Hermantown at the Hawk Dome.
Where you cannot get a good picture anywhere.
Or a good seat.
That too.
Or come out not feeling like an ice cube, but I digress. This should be a fun game. This is the section and final preview of Section 7A. I think... This will be an exciting game with exciting players, too, and a Mr. Hockey finalist in Wyatt Aumont.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's so much on the line. I just don't see – I kind of see this as another one of those. Hermantown's going to do to Hibbing what they did to Rapids. There you go.
Yeah.
It's going to look a lot like that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in Hermantown, not Rapids.
Yeah, I definitely like Hermantown in this game, but the most exciting player on the ice is on Hibbing's side of the puck.
Yeah, he can do a lot, but he cannot get pot. They're too strong.
I mentioned this last week, too, but I hate these section games in the last week of the season, too.
Why is that?
How much are you really
going to
show here?
It's almost like a preseason game, NFL football game. We're not going to show you any plays. We're not going to do anything. But I still think there's kind of a there's a lot of a mental, it's more of a mental than a physical, kind of like how much do we want to beat them by, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because you don't know, like, okay, were they letting it up? Or,
right.
You, you know, am I too confident about this game? I don't get it. So
yeah,
agreed. That's there too. Saturday, we got Eden Prairie at Edina.
Always a good game.
Always a good game. I think both teams are struggling right now.
This game's a lot like that Minnetonka EP game last week, where there's not anything really on the line. None of them, they're not going to win their conference because, as a result of it. They're not in the same section.
But they care about it.
But they care about it. I mean, Casey Middlestead had a tweet before this last game that it was a big game. Play Edina tonight, game day or something. You know, so like, he doesn't tweet every game. He tweeted about that one. These Eden Prairie kids really want to beat Edina at all costs. And this is what, the 11th time they've played this year?
Third.
Love their 12th. Yeah.
Third.
Third.
A voice of reason.
Yeah, but it's a lot for a conference opponent. I mean, it seems like a lot of these teams play each other
multiple times. Not like Wayzata, Edina. That was four times.
Going before. Right, right.
And it will be five.
That's my point. Yeah. It's like they just play each other a lot.
Okay, so I think this game will be fun. I most likely will be at this game and then heading over to Holy Family Stillwater, but that's depending on how I feel.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, Carl, you will more than likely be at the Duluth East Minnetonka game at Pagel.
Yep. Yeah.
I think this game's intriguing. Duluth East really, you know, this is a team that they're going to play that doesn't have an elite player on their team per se, but, you know, has been playing scrappy. And East has not been living up to expectations, and they need to start doing something now.
And East is, they're still in flux, too. We talked about how Eden Prairie was still juggling lines. East was juggling lines a lot, too, yesterday, so they really need to settle into something as they head into sections.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last week. It's the last game, and East has not found it.
Yep.
It's funny, you know, watching that East game, I don't remember a lot of talk about Garrett Worth and Maju, that line. It just seemed like they were invisible yesterday.
Yeah.
Again, when the other team has the puck the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get your name called.
Yep. Okay. Let's do our pick'ems, to which I got one last week.
I got two.
Two, and Carl got one. It's amazing how the person that goes to the most high school hockey games here gets the worst of the pick-ups.
Yeah, that's right.
So I am currently losing.
Overthinking it.
I'm very much so.
Just put the ball into the hole. Okay? Don't line it up. Stop looking at it. That's what you're doing. You're overthinking.
It double breaks. Okay.
No, it doesn't. Just hit it straight.
So let's start with our first pick'em game this week. Tuesday's game of St. Thomas Academy, Lakeville North. I got to pick the Cadets in this game, not only because I am a cadet, but I think the Cadets are on the right track. That's a big game that they won over Hill Murray, and it's they like to top in their schedule to, you know, finish strong with some good games. And so I think this is a good way to go into sections against a physical team, too.
Danielson, seriously, please do not. This is why you get picks wrong. You go with your heart and not with your brain. You know, you just watched Lakeville North dismantle Duluth East at their own game on hockey day, and you're going to turn around and pick St. Thomas.
I'll be honest. I didn't
who soccer it. Scored Hill Murray last night. I mean, do the math here. They're going to lose.
I didn't see anything. I was too worried about
Yeah, you're shivering. You're shivering so much your eyes weren't focused on the game.
Yeah, that was it.
Lakeville North will kill St. Thomas. This is not going to be even close.
Yeah, I'm taking North, too.
Okay.
I said it first. They're a Final Four. They're playing like a Final Four state team right now.
Well, when I gain a point back on you guys, I'll rub in your face next week.
Yes, rub away. Rub away.
Okay, game on Thursday. That is actually the last probably chance that Benilde will go undefeated or get defeated, I mean, because they play St. Louis Park on Saturday.
Or Orioles.
Orioles have a great junior Gold A team.
Always do. Every year. Solid.
Because of the Benilde kids that get cut. So, but this game, I think, has a lot of intrigue. It's at Wayzata, which is Olympic size ice, which then some would say favors the puck control team, but I'm going to pick Wayzata in this. I think.
There he goes again.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is so bad. Now, why do I keep losing on the picks? Because you picked the worst team. That's why you keep losing the picks.
I'm picking Wayzata because I think goaltending is going to stand out, and I think Hank Sorensen's going to get a goal.
I don't have the numbers here, but I'm going to go like 20-0-2. Is that what they are right now?
22. 22-0.
22-0. Yeah. No, they have two ties, don't they?
No, just one.
Just one, okay.
Yeah.
This team is the best team in the state, and they're not going to lose.
Yeah. Okay, so why is that?
Not in this one.
I'm taking Benilde.
Benilde.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. Now,
here's the game of where we can really have some healthy debate, because those two are easy ones. Those are layups.
Those were layups.
Unless
okay.
You're Danny.
That's a basketball term. Okay.
So, Holy Family.
I learned that at Duluth Central, that layup is a basketball term.
Cool.
All right, keep going. Here we
What's your high school hockey team's record right now?
There's season? Not a high school hockey team.
let's go with Holy Family Stillwater at the home of the Ponies in Stillwater. So this should be a very, very good matchup. Both teams are kind of riding a good wave right now, except for Holy Family's loss this weekend, but they still were pretty strong through their conference play. Mm-hmm. I'm picking Stillwater in this one. I think the way I saw Stillwater dismantle Hill Murray, I think Stillwater's going to do the same to Holy Family.
All right, I'm going to read Carl's putt on this one because I have to catch him, so I can't agree with him. So whoever he picks, I'm going to take the
opposite
of.
See, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm not trying.
And I'm going to really get him, no matter. He's kind of in checkmate right now. So go ahead, Carl. I'll hear your pick on this one.
Not sure how I feel about this, but
that's why I'm waiting.
I'm
going to
agree with Danny here. So I'm going to pick Stillwater.
Yeah, you're going to go Stillwater. Okay.
That, but
which is good because that would then go in sync with your rankings of Stillwater number two.
Yep.
You'd be doubting your rankings by picking against it. So whenever I do rankings, I do a prediction segment in my site, I always have to pick the team that's rated higher, or else you're basically calling yourself a liar. So good pick. So I'm going to go with Holy Family. I'm going to ride that train one more time. It didn't do me well last week. I went 2-1. So I'm going to go Holy Family.
Okay. So that's our pick-ems this week. I guess the ultimate game of the season. And again, you can find me on Twitter at COHS Hockey Pod. Carl, you are
at Carl East Hockey.
And Tony?
At Youth Hockey Hub.
Okay. Well, this has been our show this week. Thanks for listening.